extending to coleslaw? Number two, has he written the word detonator on his cellular telephone? And number one, the grand key, the way to identify a crazy prophet, does he get a Christmas card from church security? I'd like to bring up somebody now that you've heard some, a winner of, as a matter of fact, the Tonight Show with Jay Leno Comedy Challenge, somebody who's been funny in a dozen different venues all around Utah and is spreading the gospel of Utah comedy outside Utah as far as he can throw it. Here he is, Jim Wright.
Hello. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? Glad to be here. It's the Donahue Show 2059. We're in the millennium and it's pretty boring, but we do have a topic. Yes, tonight we have people who don't do their home teaching until the last day of the month. I'm looking forward to the millennium just so Phil will have nothing to do. That's just me. It's thrilled to be here. My name is Jim Wright. I'm from Southern California originally. I now live in Provo. I'm 29 years old and I'm single, so I'm about as big a menace to society as you can ask for. Like I said, I'm from California. I left not too long ago. It was just too difficult. There are more comics than homeless down there these days. I was driving down the street, saw a big sign hold up by somebody, said, "We'll joke for food." Well, I weighed 150 when I went down there, so you know I'm darn funny. I came to Utah in 1982 to go to school at BYU, and I'm a senior now. Yes, for me, the term academic freedom refers to a diploma! You can only be there for so long. Oh, it's amazing. I studied political science, so comedy is all I'm qualified for. Did learn a few other things as well. Minored in economics. Learned some good things about that. Learned the law of elasticity of demand, which basically means that the more elastic your clothing, the less demand there is for you. It's been difficult. I have not had a very good relationship life. I haven't dated since the Reagan years. I got so desperate that last week I went over to Heidi Fleiss's house. She said, "Let's be friends." Oh, good. I caught you in an obscurity. Ha-ha! Let's try another obscurity check. I saw this on the Philosophy Channel not too long ago. Little commercial. "Hello, I'm William of Ockham. I like the razor so much, I bought the theory." Oh, you guys are smart. I like this. I was in Atlanta not too long ago. Oh, man, that was kind of a crazy place. And I mentioned, you know, I'd been to Canada. I'd been to, you know, I mentioned I'd been to Europe. Great country. They didn't get it. For 3 weeks afterwards, people going, "Yeah, Europe, great country." But, okay. But it's a lot of fun. I don't mind living in Utah. It's actually pretty nice because I've been to Idaho. Oh, there's some scary people out there. I'll tell you something right now. They all kind of look like Gomer, you know. It's hi, my name is Herb Wheeler, and I'm from Rectum, Idaho. And I like both kinds of music, country and western. Okay, I want to hear some applause out here. Why should I have applause? Not yet. You're a real good audience member up until that point. It's okay, though. We'll give you another chance. By a show of applause, how many people like country music? Classical. Rock and roll. Easy listening. That was great. I was listening to the radio not too long ago. Not your station, don't be offended. It was absolutely amazing. They had those guys who do the monster truck thing, you know. It's like, "FM 100 presents the monsters of easy listening with Perry Como, Johnny Mathis, the Osmonds." You know, it's like, whoa, I got to go to that. Well, Oh, man. I love the oldies. That's my favorite kind of music. And I'd like to do one of my favorite songs for you. Remember that big hit, 1312? Oh, man. Big hit of all the dioceses. Oh, man. Pope is in town. Well, in the neighborhood. He's in Denver. It's pretty crazy, man. They get like 100,000 happy young Catholics all gathered in a single place, you know. And they don't know. I mean, you know, the pontiff's up there. He's giving the mass. You know, they're holding up the lighters. Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad to see him in the country, you know, because, well, I don't know if you heard, but the first presidency sent a letter of congratulations to Bill Clinton when he became president. He sent a letter back that started, "Dear Ezra, Gordon, and Tom." So the Pope gets off the airplane and says, "Hey, yo, Bubba!" You know, and it was a, we've got Bill, well, you know, Clinton actually is looking pretty presidential these days. I just wish she'd dump her husband. Oh, man. I don't know, though. I'm kind of worried about health care reform, just for one major reason. I don't know if I want the government running health care. I mean, if you think disgruntled postal workers are bad... Kind of pissed off anesthesiologist working for me, you know? Can you imagine walking into a healthcare provider run with all the efficiency and compassion as the Department of Motor Vehicles? You can see leeches make a comeback. Everybody'd have teeth like the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, it's just... Oh, man. I do a lot of weird stuff. I was on the road not too long ago. I was driving to Las Vegas for a gig, and passed through a little town called Beaver, Utah. Don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to go to Beaver, Utah, but a little word of advice. If your car breaks down anywhere near it, push it to Vegas, all right? They refer to 7-Eleven as the mall, okay? Nope, we got a record store and everything. No, they got 8-track tapes of Merle Haggard and Casey and the Sunshine Band. I do not want these people working on my car. Fortunately, I was driving a Yugo at the time, so I just clipped it onto my keychain, stuck it into my pocket, and walked home. Yugo is a great car. It's the only car in the world that comes with another Yugo in the trunk as a spare. Decided to go up not too long ago. Decided to splurge a little bit on my next car, bought a Hyundai. Really climbing that vehicular food chain, aren't I? Yes, I bought the Molotov model. The rag in the gas tank came standard. If you haven't seen a Hyundai recently, just picture a Ford Pinto without the safety features. Actually, it's not that bad. I bought the Sonata, which is a nice model, but I do find some little quirks about it. I get a lot more flies on my windshield than normal. Well, your average fly thinks that it can take on a Hyundai and win. The only other thing about the car that I really dislike is the horn. It's got one of those, you know, ultra-quiet, annoying, polite little Japanese-style horns. I had the car for about 2 weeks. I'm driving around. I'm having a good time. One day a guy cuts me off. I'm pissed. Now I'm really pissed. So I hold the horn down, thinking maybe it'll get louder with time. No. Guy in front of me starts doing this. He thinks there's a fly in his car. Oh, man. So I figured when I saw that, you know, I was not going to put up with that. I'm sorry. Men need horns.
Not horns.
Horns! I figured, you know, I went out to the junkyard, picked up an 18-wheeler horn, because the next time I get cut off, I might get a little upset. He's got to buy new upholstery. It's a fair trade. Thank you for the jaded applause. Yeah, the bladder reference. Go for it. Oh, man, I'm feeling pretty excited right now, though. I've got my Sears Actionwear slacks on for the active guy on the go. as you can tell, I'm going to wear these the next time I run a triathlon. But for the most part, I'm just going to be wearing them while I sit in my Craftmatic adjustable chair watching cable TV. I love my cable TV. I'm in Provo now. They got 80 channels in Provo, and I'm just loving it, I mean, you give me, my cable TV, my Craftmatic adjustable chair, extra batteries for the VCR, 3 kegs of Mountain Dew and a catheter, and I'm not going anywhere for about a month. Can you say catheter, Dan? I didn't check beforehand, but I'm usually the only comic in Utah with catheter references, so you should be, I don't know. Anyway, I was watching People's Court not too long ago, and a woman, she was suing to recover money she lost in a drug deal. I just couldn't wait to see what Wapner did on this one, I was like,
this is Lucille Johnson, a spiritualist from Simi Valley, California. She's suing for $273, the street value of Acapulco gold. We'll return to the case of Lego My Kilo after these messages.
And who writes these case names? I think he works for Studs in his off time. I don't know. Life has been crazy for me. I bought a house not too long ago. Well, yesterday. How many people have bought houses? Raise your hands. Okay, quite a few of you. I mean, this is my first house. I've been living in BYU student housing for like the last 7 years. It's like this is the first place I've ever owned that I didn't have to have tailored. It's okay. You can look at the syllabus in the back of the room. It's so strange. I mean, I'd never been through this process before. I mean, you pick out the house. It takes like 6 weeks to go through this. And they need like signatures for everything. I mean, okay, this is the sign for this thing. And this is the sign the fact that you signed the other thing. And, I thought the term original copy was just a cute little oxymoron. No, it's a way of life for these people, And they'll come up with things like, well, we got to have it, Mr. Wright. So they're calling up. And I swear they're like getting drunk and making bets on what they can come up with, Oh, we need copies of your buttocks. Wearing leisure and formal wear. it is the craziest thing I've ever seen, but I don't know. I'm excited about it, because this is like I said, the first house I've ever had, and it's huge. I don't know where I'm going to put all this stuff, and I'm not mechanically inclined. I mean, I've been watching the TV show Home Improvement thinking, that could work. Maybe I should go back to William of Ockham. What do you think? Oh, man, I don't know. We have a new president. What do you think about Bill Clinton? Yay or nay? I don't know. I always have to be careful about this because, in Utah, Bill Clinton came in third. In Utah County, he came in fourth. Bogrites, how I love you, my dear old Bogrites. It's like... Bogrites picked up 87% of the pickup truck vote. I mean, it's amazing. I'm getting lynched, ain't I? I was watching Salman Rushdie. I don't know, he's back in the news. He wrote another book. It's called Moses, You Schmuck. He actually did write. He wrote a children's book, and now Dr. Seuss wants him dead.
He's writing for children? I'm really annoyed. Call up the Grinch. He must be destroyed. But,
oh, thank you very much. I was looking over the Sunstone stuff. I'm not really a Sunstone kind of guy. I mean, I'm glad to be here, but please don't tell my mother. She thinks I'm performing at Education Week. You'll notice my name is not on the program. Thank you very much. People will come up to me, in my ward and say, Bishop, can I ask you a question? And where was I? I don't remember. but I do a lot of stuff. I'm not just a comedian. I'm an actor. You've probably seen me. I'm doing a play in Salt Lake right now called Seven Brides for One Brother. Please make sure not to call it polygamy. That's politically incorrect. We like to refer to it as parallel monogamy.
Yeah. I was just kind of looking for like my favorite subjects, and I didn't see any on the Sense Symposium this year, and I was just kind of waiting for somebody to make that big breakthrough. You know, I will now compare and contrast Brigham Young and Hugh Hefner. But don't hurt me. I don't know. I do a lot of fun stuff. I enjoy driving around, and I was in California not too long ago. I'm not allowed to drive in California anymore because my National Rifle Association membership expired. It is so crazy down there. I mean, you know, actually, they're even just used to it by now. They don't even bother. It's like street gangs are now doing public service announcements. Don't know if you've seen them. Don't drink and drive. It screws up your aim. And like I said, I live in Provo, and you know, Provo wants to be known as a big town, so they've tried to get together some street gangs. Well, they call them troops, but you can tell those street gangs in Provo apart by the color of their Franklin planners. Oh, yeah. That was crazy. I was walking down the street not too long ago, you know, around night, and I see these really tough, buff leather jackets going on, you know. I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, what's it going to say? You're like Satan's warriors, you know. That said New Skin, so don't want to meet one of these people in the dark alley, you know. So, I'll make you look 15 years younger, come on! I don't mean to knock New Skin. I mean, I just got a job working for New Skin as an ingredient. Yeah, think of that the next time you wash your hair. Yeah, great motto. You know, a little bit of us goes into every product we sell. Can I have specifics? Because my Uncle Murray works there. I'd really like to. Yeah, never mind. I feel sorry for poor Dan, you know, because he said before we go up, you know, don't offend anybody. You know, it's like, yeah, because of course we know that the motto here at the Sunstone Symposium is, don't go out on a limb. I just have a lot of fun, you know, because you are very smart people. You know, I'm down in Provo most of the time performing at a place called Johnny B's. Great place to work. But at the same time, you know, these people go over the Sunday comics with a yellow highlighter. If it ain't in the universe, it's just not true. We know about that. Oh, man. I do love doing comedy. It's a lot of fun, you know, because we get to make fun of people and, you know, just this politically correct stuff. I'm sorry. I'm about as incorrect as they come. But I did notice that there's just like this massive movement across America, you know, to increase awareness. A white ribbon here. And that's what women need a voice in the church. Is that what I'm saying? And we got the red for the AIDS ribbon, you got homeless ribbons, you've got urban violence ribbons. I decided to collect them all. And, you know, I've got them all in one great big jacket. There's about 35,000 of them. But I'm just really afraid to wear it because I'm worried that my brothers will try to sell me into Egypt. No, they didn't get that in Provo. Thank you for being here. I love you people. Thank you very much. My name is Jim Wright. Have a good night.
Jim Wright. We're about done here. I'd like to thank everybody who helped us here today. Carrie Eggett, Laurie Johnson, Jim Wright. I do have one announcement here that one of Laurie's friends asked us to make. Sunday morning gathering, a protest at Kiwanis Park in Provo from 11 to 1. Just for comic effect, I won't tell you what it's about, but do ask someone with one of these white ribbons on and they may be able to tell you. The other thing I'd like to do here before we go is I've been listening to all the sessions that I could on KCPW. I hate to admit listening to a competing radio station, but I did. And what do you think? Is it a great thing that they're broadcasting these? It's reaching a lot of people who've never encountered Sunstone before, but I have to admit that I was deeply distressed yesterday when Pat Bagley and Cal Grondahl and Steve Benson were in here showing their cartoons. I'm driving along in my car saying, what are these people laughing at? You know, it must have been terrific. And it's just a shame that this session is not being broadcast, because I had really wanted to do the same thing to someone else. And I don't know what I could do. You know, you could imagine, just for me, would you please, when I point to the blank side of my loose leaf binder here, would you please laugh yourselves silly? I just need to know that you know that perhaps I could do this to someone who was doing this to me yesterday. It's just my own personal revenge. Would you indulge me in this? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll see you next year.